WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Michael Shane.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Well, isn't that just a cat's ass?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
I know. Difficult to hear with your head up your ass.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
All right, all those who are getting some, hands up.
The Omega.
It's funny when friends get hurt.
Heartbreak Mike.
Michael, you're so bad.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Every day, I am here with my heart on my sleeve.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
With those of us who aren't, you enjoy this moment.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, it plays records and 8-tracks? This thing's like right out of the future.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked.
Hi, this is April Hunter.
Hi, this is Christy Annie. This is the one, the only Knockout, Tracy Brooks, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night.
I'm starting to notice something about you.
You're still here.
Success in life comes when you simply refuse to give up on a mission so strong that obstacles like failure and loss only act as motivation. I mean, like, no one has the power to shatter your dreams unless you give.
Something's telling me to stop. I never do that in the name of love until I've given it my all and it just ain't enough.
And welcome everyone to another left. I am throwing off my game tonight. Welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's our Clash of Champions post show. It was an interesting SmackDown.
It was indeed an interesting SmackDown.
So we have thoughts. We have opinions. We have no hosts, but we
may. We're working
on it.
We're working on it.
For now, it is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network, joining me tonight. Do we actually have a heartbreak mic?
I hate Skype.
Oh my god!
I hate Skype.
How? Literally the last second.
I hate Skype.
So yeah, we've been trying for the last 15 minutes to get him to actually connect. Thank you, Skype, you broken piece of shit.
Absolutely, but it's not as broken as what we saw tonight. A Clash of Champions.
Yes!
Anyway. Okay, so we had a last-minute plan B.
We always have a plan B.
Always a plan B.
Clearly.
Does plan B want to stick around?
Yeah, let's keep plan B going.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, joining us tonight as our special stand-in Canadian, we have the intern Kane Kittens.
Oh, hi, don't you know?
Oh, he's gone Minnesota.
No, you know, I thought it was Clash of Champions, or we wanted to bring back all the WTR champions, you know? The ones that have won the fantasy group, the ones that may be winning the fantasy group. And oh, hi, Mike.
Fuck off.
He's here all night, folks.
Nah, because I would have won, but all my niggas had to quit. So,
or they fought each other.
No,
welcome to my world.
Neville quit. Emma's gone. Drew's injured.
And AJ and Jinder have been feuding for months.
Shut up.
Yeah, I picked two women on the SmackDown roster, and they spent the entire fantasy draft feuding with each other.
Oh, he also had New Day and the Usos. They feuded too.
Yeah, this is what made me make. This is what instigated the plan in the first place.
Shut up.
By the way, Mike, you're welcome about Drew.
Let's just go about this card.
You mean all tribute right to the troop? Oh, I mean Clash of the Champions.
It pretty much is tribute to the troops, but yeah.
So yeah, if you haven't figured it out, there's no Tim Stein tonight, as he has, frankly, far more important things to do than talk about this show. So we got Sir Rockin'.
Yeah. Tim, for those wondering, out of Flames for him, is out at his son's hockey game. He's going for the gold in his hockey league. He's the goalie for his team. They're going for the gold tonight. So he's out supporting his son tonight. So that's why we're all here for the last WTR Sunday night of 2017. And we're going to kick things off with our Velocity main event, Mojo Rawley versus Zack Ryder, a.k.a. the pre-show match.
You're better than me. I just said Sunday night heat.
Well, Sunday night ice cold.
Remember, if you remember back in the day, Velocity was the SmackDown brand. See?
I don't care. If it was Velocity, it'd be a women's match as the main event. Okay, let's go.
So,
don't be talking shit on the green brand.
Global Force?
I was going to say Impact Wrestling now. What? Mojo beat up Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder made his comeback. Zack Ryder got cut off on his comeback. Zack Ryder tried to woo, woo, woo. He went boo, boo, boo. He lost.
And the crowd went mild.
Props to him. 1 year ago to the day, he got injured. Now he's back. He's healthy. That's the positive.
Mm-hmm.
What's he back doing?
Jobbing.
So at least he's back doing something he knows how to do very well.
Job, 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 job.
I still feel terrible for the man because he has always deserved better than he's gotten. But yeah, like there's no other way this could have gone. This is a very standard copy-paste style match for these two, with the added caveat of Ryder being a little bit more aggressive going straight out of the gate. Not really going for his usual woo-woo taunts, just going straight into moves, which works better when you're supposed to be really pissed off at a guy.
So is it going to be where Mojo is the Shawn of the group?
I don't think either is going to be the Marty Jannetty of the group.
I don't think either of them are going to be Sensational Sherry.
I don't know why. I don't know why they brought up Mojo from NXT in the first place, because the guy never really developed a character other than addicted to 5-hour energy.
It's all natural, bro. All natural.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
He's a kid that's filled with pixie sticks. That's all he is.
Right.
Yeah, see, caffeine is perfectly natural.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, cocaine is perfectly natural.
So, there was that. That happened. People were surprised. Not really. Mm-hmm.
And it pisses me off because it's like, why are you wearing the Maryland flag and you're from Virginia? Stop that.
Did he go to school there?
He did, but he doesn't reside there. I mean, granted, you know, yeah, he's happy of his alma mater, but dude, wear the Virginia flag. We don't like you.
Nobody does.
They also got rid of Mojo's really hyped music. It's more somber.
Thank God.
And
not that the new one is any better, but thank God they got rid of the old stuff.
You mean the new 2017 generic heel theme?
Yep. Okay. Yep. And I forgot Zack Ryder changed his theme song.
Yeah, I've heard. It's been so long since I heard it. I forgot they switched to the better version.
It's a thing.
It is indeed a thing. Speaking of theme songs, let's get to the main show. Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and Bobby Roode for United States title. SmackDown, they forgot that Dolph used to, you know, stop his theme song halfway through because he just casually walked to the ring with his music playing on SmackDown. Sunday night, they remembered for the big show.
Oh, right. His gimmick now is he has no gimmick.
He has no gimmick.
Which is hilarious. So he won the... So pretty much, yeah, Bobby Roode, Baron Corbin going at it. Mind you, they going back and forth. Bobby Roode going for the glorious bomb, glorious DDT. Baron tried to pull him out. Bobby was like, no, 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 not my house. And go for the pin, pulls him out. Baron goes for the, what the fuck is that thing?
End of days.
Dolph Ziggler was like, hey, you forgot about me. Surprise, bitch. Zigzag. End of days. Sit down thingy. 1, 2, 3. New champion.
And we all went, what?
What?
No.
The fuck?
No. The random thing picker was like,
oh, I forgot. Oh, fuck the thing picker.
Intern, anyone else pick him?
Yeah, there were a few, actually. God damn it. That requires me to pull the sheet up again. Hang on just one second.
I know I checked the betting odds, and Ziggler was like a +1,000.
Okay, officially, people who picked Dolph Ziggler, 3 of them, Random Thing Picker, Tommy, and Starscream Josh.
hey, you guys are lucky people for believing in Dolph Ziggler. You are the only three people, well, two people in a random.org that believe in Dolph Ziggler. Congratulations to you people.
I do. People will still believe in him. He's the king of the mid-card title. He's going to do shit with it. He's going to do sweet fuck all with it.
He will probably lose it on Tuesday, maybe.
Oh, they're probably using it to drop to Rude so that they don't have to have Corbin do it, but still, dear God.
So, I have this question for the panel. The Tower of Doom spot,
mm-hmm.
Is it getting repetitive now?
It is.
Yes.
The Tower of Doom spots are usually pretty staged to begin with. And even then, to see him go through every time there's a multi-man match, I mean, every time there's more than two people in the match, yo, no, we have to do the Tower of Doom. We have to do like this super duper power bomb superplex thing. Every time.
Well, shit, in War Games, they did it in the two of the same fucking corners involving everyone. Well, except Adam Cole.
Say it by his proper name, Adam Cole, baby.
Baby. But I mean, even then, it's just, when you do the two competing Towers of Doom in the same match, at that point, you have jumped the shark on the move. It needs to stop. Needs to stop now.
The Tower of Doom spot was great when you saw it once every 8 to 12 months.
Yeah.
Not every week.
Or the broken ring spot. Or the superplex off of something high spot.
Or slamming someone through the ring spot.
Or the moonsault over 14 people gathered outside the ring. Oh, we'll see that later.
Or that one spot in the barricade that just can't stay up.
Roman spot. it's Roman spot. He puts everyone through it. It's Roman spot. It's one spot that gets him a really big pop. So he does
the Reigns panel.
The Reigns panel, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I remember being in the original TNA Asylum. And every time they would go out, every time they had to go out into the crowd, it was always the exact same corner.
Yeah.
It's just, we like this one spot. We're not giving it up.
Why should we? We've called dibs.
Dibs.
Dibs forever on that one spot. Okay. Joking aside, this was a really fun opener. There was nothing, no real dead spots. And they delivered a finish we didn't see coming, except for two people in a random.org.
Yeah, I mean, this was fun and chaotic. Like, I won't take that away from it.
So, Dolph Ziggler, as mentioned, is your new U.S. champion, and he'll lose it either Tuesday or the first Tuesday of 2018, wherever they choose.
Or he'll lose it in the airport on the way to the next place.
Hardcore rules. Could happen.
I just think he's just going to misplace it.
Oh, just misplace it.
He's just so used to not having a belt.
The last time he had a belt, he was partnered with Big E and AJ.
I don't think it's been that long, because that was a world title run.
No, it was the Intercontinental title when he fought with The Miz. Remember,
right.
It was the,
right.
I'm putting my career on the line. And
oh, right.
One more time.
The feud that went on forever, and he won like two matches out of 50.
All right.
Yeah, it was the hairspray in the eyes and all that clusterfuck of a feud.
Oh, his forgettable IC title reigns. Right.
He also all of them.
All of them. Yeah.
And this makes him a two-time United States champion, too, tonight.
Two-time.
Yeah.
So speaking of the number two, later tonight, we have two referees. These two referees are Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
Mm.
They were backstage having a conversation. They were in their office talking. They were going back and forth, talking about things. Daniel Bryan says, we should finish this conversation somewhere private. If you're in your office, where's private at?
Sorry, this is the WWE. We have to go to the bathroom, and even there, GTV might be watching.
Just saying. They said we need to talk where somewhere's private. Okay, where the general manager commissioner office? Where else are you supposed to go? On the roof?
Boiler room. You're the GM in the commissioner of of the show. Tell the cameraman to get the fuck out. They're on your payroll. They'll do it. It's not TMZ where they're just hounding you every second.
Omega, we know how good cameramen obey rules. I mean, we all watched the Shawn Taker match.
Okay.
Speaking of cameras, what was that camera thing at ringside? Did anyone notice that they had a small camera at ringside?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, so if you watch the replay, because the replay is coming on soon, you will see a camera on the hard camera side. that's like there was this green. It was taped off with some green stuff. There, it's like it looked like a camera sitting there below the See, Matt saw it. Yeah, it was below the barricade. I don't know what the camera was for, but there was a camera there. Just like there were speakers on top of the ring post. Yeah, I was new. I didn't know the new ring post needed speakers.
Every now and then they put speakers in the corners, but they're usually on the mat.
And that, I think they stopped that a long time ago because when they got the new ring post, didn't they?
I can't remember. They did it for some entrances. It's like I think they wanted the sound effects to boom a lot louder. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that kind of thing.
See, these are the things I pick apart during a wrestling show.
You'd think the camera guy here would be paying attention to this shit.
Right? So, after the private, not-so-private conversation, we see Baron Corbin. He's pissed about losing. He was asked about squandering his opportunities. He didn't squander anything. He screwed. He's going to get revenge on Dolph Ziggler. Because we all remember how the Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, best of five series of matches on the pre-show went.
God, no. Rock, do not introduce that into the universe. Please, for the love of God, don't do that to us again.
I'm not doing anything.
Mole, stop it right now. You tell them. You use all of your ability. Go to that writer's room and tell them to fuck off if they try to do this again.
Only if you admit Pez is a toy.
My resolve is not that bad. I cannot do that. I don't care. but it's Dolph and Baron.
Thank you. Thank you, Pez, by the way, for being a sponsor for the Great and Great Debate. The intern should be receiving his prize in the next week or so.
Thank you, Pez, but my soul hurts right now.
Moving on, he says, to the tag team title match. The Usos, The New Day, Rusev and Aiden English, and Benjamin and Gable. I don't know for sure, but something tells me Rusev Day was over with the crowd.
What gave you that impression?
I don't know. Could it be the thousands of people chanting Rusev Day? Maybe. Maybe.
Slight hint?
It's a little hint on that one. And he was so happy every time they started chanting Rusev Day. You saw that smile light up.
Well, you know, the chant's more over than he is, really.
Kind of. But hey, this pairing between Aiden English and Rusev is working. It's getting Aiden English over.
Which is weird to even think about.
They just work well together.
The leftover vaudevillain actually has an entertaining role right now.
I really enjoy their pairing. The crowd was unhappy when they did not win this match.
I will admit, I'm happy to see that Rusev's got some good crowd heat going, but oh my god, he's deserved better for a long time.
Especially
when ultimately he's saddled with what is ultimately a comedy tag team gimmick of mismatched partners.
When he's himself, he's fantastic, and he's making it work right now because it's just him being him. And I liked what was weird about this match. The match started out hot, and you had everyone fighting with each other. Then it turned into two separate matches taking place in the same ring at the same time, doing work holds. And the match just sort of slowed down. I mean, it was weird. Maybe that's just me. That said, picked up for the finishes.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev was strong. People liked seeing Rusev put on the accolade.
Gable was frightening.
Oh my, his power is impressive.
My god. It's like, I'm like convinced like him and Cesaro fell from the same exploding planet. Like the rolling suplexes just like from the deadlift from the mat are impressive enough, and then you do it to Big E.
Right. That was so impressive.
God, Raw got gypped on that tag team split.
But what? Crybaby Jordan doesn't do it for you?
My daddy works for WWE.
Yay. And then the Usos are trying to make the Super Kick Party their own thing. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous, the amount of super kicks they were throwing at the end.
I pity anyone who goes out that ring and says, we're going to be like the Young Bucks.
Yeah. Just don't tweet Jim Cornette about it. He'll just rant about it.
Oh, it's Jim Cornette.
He doesn't like the Young Bucks.
I've heard.
But that sort of a thing. Apparently it was on Twitter today. So, multiple super kicks and a big splash. The Usos retain your WWE SmackDown tag team titles. Not real surprising.
Not especially. To be fair, they've had some of the best momentum and character that they've had in a long time. You know, and it's not furiously irritating like Uso crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they earned this run.
Oh, they definitely have. You just hope at some point they are able to find a third team that can fit into the mix and that can have some longevity up on that up there with the New Day Usos.
Well, we got another team that's doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
Spoiler alert.
We'll get to them. But you get what I'm saying. Someone, a team with some longevity that they'll actually, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Like someone who can be credible against Usos and New Day and isn't, you know, doesn't have that mongrel feel to it like, you know, the other two teams in this match.
So, yeah. Usos are your champs. So, this was supposed to be a women's championship match between Charlotte and Natalya. It's a lumberjack match. To me, just me, felt like they were concentrating on the lumberjack aspect of it and not giving us a true Charlotte and Natty match.
Yeah, I'd say that as well. And it also just showed you where the division is right now when you looked at the lumberjack makeup.
You had one true babyface.
I love you had like two sides of the ring with the heels, and then you just had Naomi.
Naomi is as strong as, she's as strong as six heels.
Apparently.
Or five five heels on Alana.
I mean, that's what the glow will do for you.
Exactly.
I mean, we've got an invasion angle going right now, so in context, anyone on the SmackDown roster and the women's division can be a face just because they're against the invading team.
But the invading team was working with the heels.
That's what, yeah, exactly. When you've got all six of them beating down on the face champion, and I mean, yes, there were times when they were taking pot shots at each other, but for the most part, there was this really strict divide between, oh yeah, there's Naomi, and then there's the rest of y'all who hate her.
Becky's off doing a movie, so you know.
Yeah.
So there's three total faces.
Total faces coming to E this fall.
Damn you, Rock.
Much smaller cast than Total Divas.
But of the wrestling we saw, it was okay. It wasn't, you know they can go, but every time they're on pay-per-view, they don't get the chance to go because they have to do some sort of stipulation or weird finish. And that's what we had here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was that kind of thing. Leading up to the match, I remember you guys talked about the fact that they never get that clean finish. And I don't know, it always feels like, aside from that one match in NXT, Natty and Charlotte, you expect to be good, but when it happens, you're fairly underwhelmed in the end. And that's what tonight kind of felt like.
We got it one more time on the main roster. It was that show from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
The first Roadblock that wasn't a pay-per-view, it was just a network special.
The one with Enzo and Cass versus The Revival?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one. It was a house show turned into a thing. That was the only other time we really sort of got it. And the moment, we had one moment on this show where we almost stopped this force known as Omega. We had this one chance.
Just
one. It was a sliver of a chance. She teased it, Carmella did. She teased it.
My ass puckered just a little bit.
But the Riot Squad quickly killed that off.
God damn you, newbies.
So
newbies who are doing whatever they did on Raw that week.
So Team Omega helped Team Omega because he had Ruby Riot, so that helped him keep his title against... So weird, he had three... Whatever, it doesn't matter. Charlotte did a big moonsault on the outside to everyone. She countered a sharpshooter into the figure eight for the win. It was okay. Again, you want more. On pay-per-view, you expect more. It just...
Yeah.
You never quite get it.
No, I felt like the lumberjack, lumberjill, whatever you want to call it.
They call it lumberjack.
Good.
Equality.
Yeah. Well, I hated when they called it lumberjill. It's like, no, that defeats the point. That's not the name of it. Fucking idiots. I feel like they didn't have enough faith in the two to actually just let them go out there and have a really solid match that, you know, both are capable of. They just, no, we gotta gimmick this.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to expound. Just go.
No, I was going to say the stipulation in general just didn't make sense. So, I mean, I guess part of the reason behind it was the fact, oh, we want to keep people from interfering, but we're bringing the group that's doing the most interfering now into the match to help ensure that no one interfered. What the hell? The logic behind it just didn't make sense, and it was just kind of a, as you said, oh, well, I guess we can protect these two by just putting a gimmick around them and being able to overbook the shit out of it.
Right.
Afterwards, Natty was asked, What went wrong? I did nothing wrong. Charlotte used her family name to cut corners again.
Huh? By making me tap out.
Huh? This is how I wrote it. I went, huh?
She cut corners by, it wasn't Charles Robinson in reffing. Oh, shit.
Huh?
Her dad helped her cheat. No.
No.
Damn it.
Natty carried the division for 10 years, but we, the fans, the WWE Universe, have disrespected her. We, the universe, have turned our back on her, so she is now turning her back on us.
Ended with a horrible, ugly cry.
She crying on the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was
trying to cry on the way out, and yeah, it was special.
This is, yeah. This is WTR Sunday Night, streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Our last show of 2017. All now fake Natty cry.
At least she's not farting.
There is that.
God.
Oh, Breezango versus Bludgeon Brothers.
Speaking of crying,
Tyler Breeze was wearing shorts.
Brock, those weren't shorts. Those were hot pants.
Breezango got destroyed by the Bludgeon Brothers. Bludgeon Brothers win.
That's really all you need.
That is all my note.
Have you ever seen the finale of a Gallagher show? Pretty much the match.
This
fairly accurate.
This, folks, was the finale of the Fashion Files.
It's only the show wasn't canceled. They're just not capable of performing it anymore.
It's been moved to .com.
Sure, let's take one of the most entertaining things on SmackDown. We'll shit on it.
Well, it did jump the shark a little with all the scary stuff.
That's the point.
It's better with comedy.
It
need more comedy. They killed people the last episode.
It got the ascension over.
Did it?
It kind of did.
Where were they tonight?
Dead?
In the wasteland?
No, they did not die, sadly. They are immune to the poisonous gas because everything in wasteland is poisonous gas. So they're immune to it. So they did not die.
Oh, sweet hell.
This is legit wording that came out of their mouths on WWE.com. Legit wording.
They've got a very strict policy. They will not depict actual or apparent murder on WWE television. Apologies to Paul Bearer
or Braun Strowman
multiple times, or what the Bludgeon Brothers did tonight.
So we move on. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn taking on Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon as referees. Both inside the ring, with the careers of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn on the line.
That was horribly awkward.
For starters, it says a lot when a year ago you book this match and the internet is shitting themselves. And we've gotten to the point today where it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
So Daniel Bryan took one side of the ring. Shane McMahon took the other side.
They're extremely awkward attempts at both counting them down at different speeds.
It was very weird.
This was weird having the two refs in the ring at the same time. Usually when you have the quote-unquote special enforcer or second ref, they're outside the ring. They're able, you know, you're able to kind of focus a little bit more on the match. With this, it was pure distraction having them both there, having them both count.
I mean, Corey Graves was basically speaking my mind. It's like, I have no idea how this match works because this is really fucking dumb.
Yeah. Who's the lead ref? Who can overrule the other? Who will make the fucking pinfall?
Well, we'll get to that. Shinsuke Nakamura has a triangle on. Shoulders were down, so Bryan had to make the count. Shane was not too happy with that. It was a triangle, not a pin. It was a triangle. Shane wasn't having none of that.
His shoulders were on the goddamn mat. In every other excuse, it's a pinfall. Well, except for when WWE refs are involved and you don't count the shoulders down. But still.
It was a thing. So they wanted to eliminate Shinsuke Nakamura. So they lay him out on a table and Kevin Owens does a frog splash through the table. Well done. More awkwardness when we're back in the ring. Shane McMahon, he sees the Viper getting in position for the RKO and he's giddy as a schoolgirl. He knows what's coming. The RKO hits. Shane goes for the cover. One, two. Kevin Owens shoves Daniel Bryan down onto Shane McMahon. Oh my God. Daniel Bryan kind of took a bump. Oh my God. Oh my God. Daniel Bryan almost took a bump. Oh my God. Is
Omega,
he sort of clear?
Reconfirmed? is WrestleMania rash confirmed.
Right? Is he cleared? Has Daniel Bryan been cleared? He sort of took a bump.
He lightly rolled over.
He rolled over like he's playing with his daughter. Oh my god. Daniel Bryan almost took a bump. I return confirmed. Go spread it to the sheets.
Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, WrestleMania.
Hang on. Bryan is now confirmed as number 30 at the Royal Rumble.
In Philadelphia.
And then Rey Mysterio comes out.
Oh god.
Booyaka booyaka. So we have RKO to Kevin Owens, back in four small packages, with Bryan and Shane making counts. And then Sammy has the roll-up. 1, 2. Shane McMahon does the McMahon thing and stops the count. Sammy's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Fans are mad. Daniel Bryan's confused. Bryan and Shane are yelling back and forth. Schoolboy. 1, 2, 3. Bryan with the fast count. Shane tried to stop it. Could not. The yep movement continues on as Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn's jobs are secure for one more night.
Well, two more nights.
Two more. So Daniel Bryan has joined the yep movement?
They'll spin it on SmackDown as, well, his shoulders were clearly down. You didn't count the three, so I corrected your mistake.
Yeah,
they won that match, so I fast counted to make sure, like, you know, that was justice done.
Yeah, it was, Shane, you screwed them. I'm there to make it fair. I'm not supporting them. I'm just making sure that we can uphold the SmackDown brand.
Yeah, because frankly, like, I don't know what they're going for here, but Shane was clearly in the wrong. Like, there's no way to spin this otherwise, where Daniel Bryan, the most over guy in the history of the word over, is siding with the guys who are supposed to be the heels in this situation. But it's not a turn. It's just, this makes sense because Shane's the one who did the jackass thing. He's supposed to be the... I fucking hate booking. I hate this. I don't know what to make of this anymore.
I was going
to
say, and the fans were crapping on Shane for that non-pinfall.
Well, yeah.
1, 2. Oh! And the fans just let him have it. Whereas in other situations, not a problem. It's just the fact that, yeah, you have Bryan on the other side, and you're not gonna boo Bryan.
The celebration by Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn on what was Talking Smack was fantastic. They were throwing down champagne and everything. It was fantastic. Can't wait for Tuesday night.
They won the Stanley Cup in that celebration.
Indeed. Now we get to our main event.
Do we?
AJ Styles, Jinder Mahal for the WWE Championship.
Oh my god.
Don't call it that, Rock. Don't call it that, please.
They did not use Roman's spot. They went close to Roman's spot.
Almost.
Almost. Used a different part of it. It was just a match. It was there. We had a Jinder Mahal tug of war. The Twitter universe went crazy when Jinder Mahal did the shell shock. Cue Ryback bitching about it.
Because he needed more excuse to make noise.
He was taking credit for the word yep.
Of course he was.
Yep. We had a Styles clash to a Singh on the outside. We had the Colossus for a 2 count. Jinder's like, I'm going to do the Styles clash. Nope.
No, you're not.
Calf crusher.
Even the professional is broken next with that thing, let alone you.
Jinder tries to get out of the calf crusher, rolls back into the center, and he taps out. Hopefully for the last time we see Jinder Mahal anywhere close to a main event, as AJ Styles is still your WWE champion.
AJ couldn't have carried more dead weight if he was a donkey. God, I hope this is the end of the Jinder experiment. I really do. Like, you gave him the world title, so he's always going to be in the mix somewhere, but Jesus Christ.
He's the new Dolph Ziggler.
I could only hope so much for him.
So, overall, this show was okay.
This is a very middle of the road.
I had low expectations for this show. It surpassed my low expectations for this show.
Expert expectations.
Exactly.
This is like a June SmackDown episode is what this was. It was something that was just in the middle of the year. No real big pay-per-view around. We want to try and hype something.
It's a holiday.
Yeah.
This was one food fight away from being the Thanksgiving edition of SmackDown.
So, yeah, it really was. Pick up results for this show. Omega, Mike, myself, Lindsay, and Tommy, and Starscream Josh went 6-1.
That Dolph.
The eight-ball Subway Jobber Amy and Chris Pierce and McHike Michael, they went 5-2. The random thing picker Rob, Aaron Groves, and Sheila went 4-3. The video game and Tim Stein went 2-5.
God damn. Tim, you're as good as an inanimate object. Congratulations.
So that is all the times we have. So good night, everybody.
Well, no, well, WildTalkRadio.com. No.
Nothing else happened. It's the end of the year.
Yeah, end of the year.
Hope everyone had a good 2017. Good night, folks.
We're not done, sons of bitches.
Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Will you stop it with the outro? Do not Tim me.
Do it again.
You don't have the seniority for that.
Do it again.
What else? Oh, I have to do plugs. Right. I need the music for the plugs. All right. So
credits are showing up in the bottom right corner.
We are done.
So tomorrow night, Raw Post Show, live at 11:10 p.m.
What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Okay, fine. Fine. Go to the results. Next year.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Okay. I'll stop.
Fucking shit gargler.
So, all right, WTR fantasy results. Team Lindsay had 98. Team Rock had 101. Team Intern had 130. Team Mike, 149. Team Tim at 201. And the winner.
I think that's it.
All right, yeah, that's it.
No.
All right, buddy.
You're really good.
WildTalkRadio.com.
You're not going to end it by falsely declaring Tim the only two-time winner. I know you.
I didn't say he won. I just didn't.
Give him that.
We ran out of time. It's like Monday Nitro. We'll see you Thursday for Thunder.
It's top of the hour. An hour, technically.
Well, and there you go. Top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Wild Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Fuck you, Tony Shawnee.
Actually, it's not the top of the hour because somebody started late because someone couldn't get their stuff working. So, all right, fine. Omega had, 227 points. Congratulations, Omega.
Only took me 5 tries.
Only took you 5 tries.
Plan B is a success.
There's always a plan B.
So give your victory speech.
I don't have a victory speech. I'm just...
WildTalkRadio.com.
Hey, whoa.
Keep going, Omega.
It's hard to declare like pride in this. This was trial and error. Let's be honest here. You go with the shield until the shield works.
Did someone say shield?
We're not.
It took them actually fucking reuniting for you to win.
Yeah. Hell had to freeze over a couple times here.
Listen, no. That was an all 7 Dragon Ball wish. You got that one wish.
Yeah, that was a lot of triple power bombs and a lot of table spots to get me that far. I will acknowledge. Oh, God, I got lucky there.
And the mumps. Can't forget about the mumps.
Well, they hit Roman, so...
Omega's just the luckiest one to not have someone get fired.
Ellsworth.
Oh.
I lost my double point, bitch.
So, yeah, when we return in 2018, the first episode, which is... pulls up calendar... January 7th. We are going to kick off the next season of WTR Fantasy.
And all eyes on Mike.
Yeah, he's the only one who hasn't won. He has all the pressure on him. We've all done it.
See, that's what amazes me the most, is that we've gone through 5 seasons now, and there's been no repeats.
I mean, that's sort of a...
Yeah, no pressure.
You're due.
Yeah, yeah.
And you started off really strong.
Yeah, I did, and then...
You had AJ Styles on your team. You had Jinder Mahal on your team. You had the New Day and the Usos on your team.
Mistakes were made.
I mean, the intern over here picked TM61.
I thought they were going to be back!
WildTalkRadio.com.
No. No, let's be honest. We make mistakes.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah, we pick with our hearts, and our hearts betray us. Or we pick stupidly, like picking the two women on SmackDown who will feud for months.
I'm just glad this thing ended Shut this up. Week.
No.
Next week, I'd be screwed.
God, yeah, you would have been. I was about to have a whole bunch of points.
Yeah, because the belts are about to be dropped somewhere. Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank WWE Week on the USA Network for actually helping me secure that win.
That is what got you the win.
Yeah. An extra shield win, a surprise Authors of Pain win.
That's sort of how it worked. So yeah, that's sort of a thing. So we're gonna have a little bit of a twist with it next season. We're gonna work some things in, maybe do some random different things with the points. I don't know. We're gonna change it up a little bit, make it more interesting.
We pick only impact stars.
Alright, so one round.
If you can actually name an impact star, you get points.
Johnny Impact.
Damn it.
I legitimately don't know.
Alberto El Patron.
James Oh, shit.
Eli Drake. I got two.
EC3.
Are you really?
For a limited time only?
Limited time only.
He's still there, but for in the meantime, EC3 for the meantime.
Good luck picking one of the women. I know Rosemary. That's it.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with that. If you watched one of the latest impacts where they had a triple threat between three of the women, none of them were named correctly.
Nope.
Wait, what?
They aired a graphic where this is our triple threat event coming up for the women, and all three women had the wrong name on them. Not even like, oh, they like shifted them all to the left. No, three completely wrong names.
It's Sunday Night Heat 1997 all over again. S.A. Rios.
Yeah, we have Mike Adamley doing the graphics.
Stop.
So if anyone heard the rag, we told you that David Sahadi was let go from Impact Wrestling. He was the production director guy. He would have caught mistakes.
Yeah. What,
Jeff Harvey.
One thing you really need right now, because your product is kind of hurting a bit, is at least make it look good. Nope.
Sir, that's the biggest middle finger that you could ever think of.
Out of curiosity, how long does the next season go on?
It's Mania season. Going from January 7th through WrestleMania.
Who's WrestleMania? No pressure, Mike.
No pressure. All the points are available. You get Royal winner of the Rumble. You get main event of WrestleMania points. Could be a big deal.
Mike Draft Shack. He's bound to be at Mania this year.
What happened this time?
Yeah.
Hey, if you want, maybe we'll add a celebrity spot into it.
Stop it.
I choose Kid Rock. Anyway.
We do drafts for the Hall of Fame.
You know what?
Goldberg. It's going to be Goldberg, Bam Bam Bigelow, Kid Rock. There was a couple other people I saw. By the way, before we go, who's ready for the XFL return?
Sweet hell. No.
I'm begging that's just because they're going to put it on the network.
It's not because they're just putting it on the network.
Well, let me believe.
Vince McMahon is personally going to finance this project. He created his own company. VKM Ventures.
Voodoo Kin Mafia?
Yes. And
Vince, let this project die for the love of God.
And it's VKM Ventures and Alpha Entertainment.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm taking that personally.
Now, the one thing I don't understand, and Brock, maybe you can clear this up for me. The whole thing about the XFL, aside from over-sexualized cheerleaders and shit like that, was that it was supposed to be the more extreme version of football. Harder hits and all of that, right?
Yes.
What's one of the big things going on in sports right now?
Okay, it's not going to be called the XFL.
No, I understand that. I understand, but Vince's whole thing was about, you know, we want to get rid of the kickoffs because those are too easy. We want guys to run and scrum for a fumble at midfield to get the ball.
Oh, I know.
A play in which one of their star players separates their shoulder and is out for the year because of this. And when the XFL or when the NFL is looking at concussions of all things, you want the guy that's in charge of this, who has a concussion lawsuit against him already, to be like, yes, let's get extreme football back.
We're going to be United Football League for the love of football. Coming sometime next year or 2019. Press conference in the new year. Omega will be our correspondent for this new football league.
No.
Hey, Rock, you need a Wednesday show, right? There's an opening?
No, I have a Wednesday show. It's called The Rack X Show, Total Something Podcast, whether it's Bellas or Divas. I don't need a
Wednesday. I'm trying to crush my dream.
I don't need a Wednesday show. But hey, Tim can produce. Omega and Tim talking UFL football.
I'm busy.
It's a thing.
It's not a thing.
Totally a thing.
No, not a thing.
Totally a thing.
Uh-uh.
I can have you guys do hockey.
No.
You guys can do hockey. Ooh, hockey and football podcast with Omega and Tim. I'd like this. It screams ratings.
I thought you liked me.
And then we can mix some wrestling into it and we call it Wild Talk.
Omega.
Oh, that's oh good. So it means Spug can come on and do the sports hour.
Bring it home.
Oh, Lord. See, that would tie into the anyway, doesn't matter. Anyway, we're done. I'm done now. That'll do it for another edition of WTR Sunday. The final WTR Sunday of 2017 will return on January 7th for this program at 10 p.m. Eastern with our year in review, our WTR Fantasy Draft Season 6, and so much more at Russell Talk Radio Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow night's the Raw Post Show, the final Raw Post Show of 2017, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow is WTR Sims Presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling. All right, intern, gloat about your championship win.
I am a two-belt champion right now, so yay me.
So watch the intern lose his belts this Tuesday night, twitch.tv/...
Damn, you rock!
It's going to have some holiday name to it. I haven't come up with a name yet. So if you have names for a holiday-themed wrestling show, tweet them at Wild Talk Radio. I can use suggestions.
The intern gets his Christmas beatings.
It's too wordy.
Nah.
It doesn't work on a graphic. I'm here to kill your hopes and dreams. We're here. We do. Thursday night, it's The Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap Clash of Champions, SmackDown, and Beyond with the Throwdown and the NXT Rundown. It's The Rack Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Total Diva Season 7, Episode 6. Now available. Episode 7 will be available on Thursday afternoon. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Tumblr, Google Play, Instagram. Promise we'll get to the Instagram in 2018. And so much more. So follow us all there, Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight ish at CB Radio. We're doing holiday movies this coming Saturday night, part of the Greater Than Great Debate. Last night we did holiday songs, part of 20 Days of Jobber every single day. We're up to night 6 of Hanukkah. That dropped today. Night 7 will be available around 7 p.m. tomorrow. Night 8 around 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And then we'll have the Christmas episodes going forward and maybe other things in between. So check it out, 20 Days of Jobber, every single day. It's a podcast only at wildtalkradio.com. For CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/wildtalkradio.org. Tim is on Twitter at Flames Forums. The intern is on the Twitters at Kane Kittens. You can keep up to date with his streak that he continues on and on and on. It's like the song that just never ends. So, Omega, you have stuffs. I was waiting for him to chime in about his streak and he just no-sold it. Alright. Omega, plugs.
So, everything I do can generally be found under the same name, unless you want to go check me out on Facebook, in which case it is TJ Reviews. However, if you want to catch me at Twitter, it is TJ Omega. If you want to check out on YouTube, where I'm posting content all the time, it is TJ Omega. And if you want to see the stuff that YouTube does not allow, it is over at TJOmega.net, though I do need to find another host because my current one died.
What died?
VidMe, where all the cartoon reviews went.
Right, that died.
Yeah, it and AIM died at the same time. Sucked.
The moment when the computer reloads and AIM tries to load up and connect, it's just a horrible, horrible moment.
There's nothing there. I'm sorry.
I know. It just it says network not no network connection. I was like, but I want a network connection.
But
I like my
it's,
AIM.
It's scary to me because I have so many friends that I only talk to on AIM, and if any of them ever want to get back in touch with me, they've got no way to do it now.
Well, they can catch you on Facebook at TJ Reviews, TJ Omega on Tumblr.
This is before I was TJ Omega.
I know. I was looking through the buddy list, and I saw people from like high school that I don't talk to anymore. And I can get them on Facebook, but some of them don't have Facebook, and it's weird. And for more sadness, Mike, plug.
Fuck the revival. For those of you that want to get to, you know, my Twitter page, fuck Team Omega, you're going to go to the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo, fuck Team Omega.
And I actually deserve it this week.
Fuck Team Omega royally. I had another Twitter page. Hit me up on the Facebook page. I'm doing a thing, Dragon Honor Wrestling. All praise Dalton Castle. And I'm doing, actually, I just did a tribute to the Troop Simulation, actually, as of yesterday. Fuck Team Omega.
So that would
if you
be-
don't like it, you just have to beat me next time.
So do I need to make up Fuck Team Omega t-shirts? Would people buy Fuck Team Omega t-shirts, but it'll be with the censored version of Fuck?
And we're not censoring these.
Have to sell them, we would have to censor them. So anyone want to buy hashtag fuck Team Omega t-shirts? Anyway, this has been Wrestle Talk Radio. Right here for the final time in 2017. So thanks to the intern for being the Canadian. He didn't tell enough bad jokes though.
Get off my lawn, fuckers.
For Mike, for Omega, I'm Sorak. We'll see you when we see you for this show back in 2018, we'll still be here all week long, along the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on TuneIn Radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.